In 1950, Dick Scudder was working at the Newark Evening News when he was approached by a man who claimed to have invented a process to remove the ink from newspapers, making them recyclable. That original process destroyed too much of the paper, but Scudder kept working on it, first out of his kitchen and later at Syracuse University and the Hurdy Laboratory in Savannah, Georgia. By 1961, he was ready to put the process into commercial use, opening the Garden State Paper Company. I got to meet Scudder a few years later when he was a partner with Dean Singleton in the Media News Group, which owned the Sun News when I came to work here in 2002. I mention this today to make the point that the technology to recycle newspapers has been in place for more than 50 years. And yet, we may soon be all throwing our newspapers in the trash again. And our cereal boxes, hard plastic, and a whole lot of other things. I was what you might call a slow learner when it came to recycling. Long after others had started putting out separate containers for cans, paper, and plastics, I was still tossing everything in the trash. But I'm not immune to social pressure. Over the years, I changed my habits. Now, some three decades later, I've become so well-trained that it pains me to throw a newspaper in the trash. I have to think twice before just automatically tossing small boxes into the recycling bin. When the city first introduced the idea of mandatory curbside recycling in 2006, it was met with overwhelmingly negative response. A survey during six neighborhood meetings resulted in 582 residents against the program, only 81 in support. Quote, "It would be hard on a lot of us who are on fixed incomes," said Deborah Sanchez, a retired medical assistant. Quote again, "Even if it was discounted, it would still be hard on me. The only way I could support it is if the city could do it for free." But the city didn't give up. In 2007, they formed a new task force to revive the issue, and by 2010, every resident in the city was required to pay for curbside recycling. Now, it seems likely that the cost for those services will go up, while the level of service will go down. We're told to blame China. I'm not sure how this ends, but I don't suspect that the trade war started last week by President Donald Trump will help the situation any. And I fear that those who climbed aboard the recycling bandwagon begrudgingly will easily slip back into old habits. With my weekly commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.